and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Frontier Springs Limited Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Mehra.
Good morning and welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining this Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of Frontier Springs Limited. The investor updates have already been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website and have been emailed to you. In case you do not have a copy of the same, please feel free to reach out to us. To take us through the discussion we have today with us, Mr. Kapil Bhatia, Managing Director, and Mr. Dhruv Bhasin, Company Secretary. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the business and the financial performance in FY24, which will then be followed by the Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that everything said in this call reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that the company faces. These risks and uncertainties have been mentioned in our annual report. With that said, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kapil Bhatia. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kapil Bhatia, and a very warm welcome to Frontier Springs Limited Quarter 4 FY24 earnings conference call. I'm delighted to have you join us today. As always, we appreciate your continued interest and support in our company. I am pleased to report that FY24 has been a year of significant growth and robust performance for Frontier Springs. Our revenue from operations for the year stood at 135.42 crore, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 26.14% compared to 107.36 crore in FY23. Our EBITDA for FY24 was 20.77 crore. An increase of 64.06% from 12.66 crore to per crore in FY23. The EBITDA margin improved by 355 basis points, reaching 15.34% compared to 11.79% in the previous year. The profit after tax for FY24 was 12.99 crore, a growth of 79.42% from 7.24 crore. In FY23. Our core verticals, coil spring, forgings, and air springs, have all contributed significantly to our performance this year. The coil spring segment has seen substantial demand, and we have secured significant order for that set a strong foundation for FY25. The air spring segment has also performed well with a notable order from the railways. This order is progressing on schedule, and we anticipate continued strong demand in the coming quarters. Furthermore, we are on track with the installation of our new six-ton hammer in our facility. This new capacity will enable us to produce higher tonnage forgings and cater to our new industries, enhancing our product offerings and margins. We expect this investment to start contributing to our performance from quarter 3 FY25. Looking ahead, we are confident in our ability to achieve 250 crore in sales for FY25. The strong start to the year coupled with a robust order book positions us well for sustained growth, the ongoing modernization and expansion of Indian Railway presence. Significant opportunities, and we are well prepared to capitalize on these developments. Thank you. This concludes my opening remarks. I will now hand over the call to the moderator for a question and answer session. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my first query would be, in the fourth quarter, what is the revenue that we have done from the Air Springs business? And what is the order book at the end of March 31st? This is my first question. Second question, sir, what gives you a confidence of you delivering 250 crores? Because earlier we have guided for 150 crores and we are short by 14 crores this year. So what gives you a confidence that we'll be able to achieve that mark, 250 crores, what you have guided? So if you can please throw some light on specifications of that.
Actually, the numbers what I'm telling you, there's some confusion. I'm telling you the gross sales number, which is almost 150 crore last year also, and 250 is also a gross number. So if you can just minus the tax, so that will come out to that. That is the little bit confusion about the turnover. I've just told you that 250 will be the gross sales, which includes the tax and GST and other. And if we add 135 plus GST, so that will be around 150 this year also. And as far as orders are concerned, we have a good order book, almost like 150 crore orders are in hand, includes forgings, air springs, and coil springs. And last year, the whole last year, we have done around 18 crore air spring business, approximately 18 crore, the whole last year. In the last quarter, I think we have done 7 crore, approximately.
All right, sir. My second question would be, there's one competitor of ours in the coil springs, which has just recently, RDSO has given an approval, which is Mishra Dhatu Nigam. So how do you see this competition coming, and how are we preparing ourselves for the competition? And second thing, sir, there's one company on which promoters having significant control, which is Frontier Alloy Steel, which in turn has got an approval for coil springs business. So how do you see the governance? I mean, how do you see these two entities different from each other? Because they both have, the promoters having significant control on both the entities. So how do you see this?
Well, as far as Mishra Dhatu is concerned, that's a government, you know, that's a government entity. They have just taken the approval. That is absolutely no competition, because I've seen their plan. They wanted us to come and take over their facility and supply spring. I said, we don't want, we already have capacity. So that is just their approval, which is not going to give us any competition, because that plant will basically, because of the government, they got approval. If it is a private unit, they would not have got the approval from the railways itself. So that is no problem. And as far as Frontier Alloys is concerned, they don't have any coil spring approval. They buy coil spring from us. There is some confusion from your side. There is no coil spring. They buy coil spring from us. It's a group industry, and they buy coil spring from us. They don't have any approval for coil spring.
Sir, if I understand correctly, sir, in the fourth quarter, when you say that we have done, in the last year, we have done 18 crores of revenue, much of it must have come after you got an order, which is in January. So if I understand, 44 crores is what you have done on the net side. So how much of this is air springs and how much is our regular coil springs? If you can please throw some light.
Air spring is around 7 crore last quarter approximately. And rest all is coil springs and forgings. Exact numbers, maybe you can ask after the conference call from the team.
Sir, if I remember correctly, I think our run rate in this particular air spring should be somewhere around 5 crores per month or something, because we have guided for that. So where did we miss? Because January we got the order, and these 3 months we were not able to dispatch. Any idea on that, sir, if you could give some light?
We are having order, but we have to import the bellows and other things. So because of the Red Sea condition, there was some delay in the supplies from the our original equipment Contitech, because the shipment is not able to reach in time because of the Red Sea condition. So now it is all managed, so there is no problem. We are already in line with 5 to 6 crore business every month. Already we have achieved in the last 2 months, 3 months even, 5 crore per month.
All right, sir. I'll join back and address you. Thank you.
Thank you. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. My first question is regarding, we are under the category of issuer not cooperating with CRISIL. So can you give the reason for it?
There is no reason that we are not cooperating. It is, earlier it was a requirement from the banking, this thing that rating is required, but now bank doesn't require ratings for the unit of our caliber. That's why we are not doing it. Otherwise, there is no other this thing that I will not get it done.
I'll request you to, Kapil sir, I'd like to brief sir about the same.
Hmm.
Sir, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So here the issue basically is that as per the banking norms, we are not required to get the rating done. And we have been substantially in exchange of communication with CRISIL. And whereas these rating agencies, CRISIL has been asking for good amount from us in terms of monetary aspects to withdraw their ratings, and I have already informed their head operations that what is being done by their lower team. So this issuer non-cooperating is just a clause, whereas if we are requesting as a corporate, which is not a good gesture, to withdraw, so they're asking that you need to pay an X amount, then only we'll withdraw your rating, else it stands as in the books. So this is what we want to appraise you, that these rating agencies do have good credit outstanding in the market, but if they want to extract out business from the clients, this is how they are trying to harass the corporates. We are taking it at a accelerated level, and as soon as it is withdrawn, we'll inform the investors too.
Yeah, thank you for the clarification. So my next question is regarding the orders. So how much in value terms do we give guarantee to the government for the order book that we have?
Earlier it was bank guarantee is required, but now for the approved sources, we don't have to pay any bank guarantee to the railways. Earlier it was there for order, 10% of the order value bank guarantee used to be given to the railways. But now for the approved sources, railway has withdrawn this clause. We are not paying any bank guarantee to the railways.
Yeah, and my last question is regarding the hammer capex, that 6-ton hammer capex. So how much capex we have done, and what is the revenue potential from that capex?
We have done almost around 2.5 crore, and total capex will be around 4 crores. And after full-fledged production, we are hoping to get, we are hoping to add, because we have already pinpoint few of the items which we are going to supply to the railways. So I think that will add initially this year around 15 to 20 crore, but next year it will be around 60-70 crore business will be added from the 6-11.
Okay, thank you. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piyush Bora from Stambha Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir, please respond.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the great set of numbers. Now, my question is regarding the air spring division, because in this investor presentation, I have not seen any comment regarding that are we a development source or we are updated as a regular source for the air spring supply. As we, as per the development source, we are only able to supply 20% of the total bits. So could you please throw some light on that?
So there are at the moment there are four types of air springs used by Indian Railway. If we term that, there are 120 kN air spring, 140 kN air spring, 160 kN air spring, and 180 kN air spring. So we are approved source for 160 kN, which is the maximum requirement of Indian Railway. That is 160 kN used in all the NHB coaches produced by Indian Railway. So earlier it was 120 and 140 kN used by LHB coaches, but now those quantities are going down and they are now using all 160 kN to increase the comfort and the load capacity. So that's why we took the first air spring approval for 160 kN, for which we are now a regular source, for which we are able to get the 100% tender quantity. As far as 180 kN is concerned, 180 kN are being used in EMUs, like metro, EMUs, the local trains run in Bombay, Chennai, that's called EMU. So that requires 180 kN, and for that we are at the moment development source. We have to just execute 100 coach set order, which we already ordered in hand. So it will take another 2 months to execute those orders. As soon as we execute those 100 coach set, so we'll be regular sourcing 180 kN also. As far as 120 and 140 kN, 120 kN we are already development source, but 140 we have not just started. So this is the thing. The maximum requirement of railway is 160 kN, for which we are now a regular source.
Okay. And in last con call, I remember that you said that Indian Railways are increasing that capacity of LHB coaches from 5,000 to 7,000 units per month. So is this the same thing happening? Means what?
Not per month, per year.
Yeah, per year. My mistake.
So that is already in line. And we are quite confident that the government is coming back and that will keep on continuing like this, what is happening in the past.
And what is the maximum capacity we have for air spring?
At the moment, we are able to give almost to the 50% of the Indian Railway requirement, which is 7,000 coaches. We already have a capacity of 3,500 coaches.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the information.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Raja Panda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sir, I have a question. You are giving a guidance of about 250 crore top line this year, and net of taxes, I assume it will be 225 crores. Are you in a position to give a bifurcation of what you expect from your different divisions for this 225 crores?
It will be around 75 crore to 80 crore from coil spring business, around 70 crores from forgings, and rest is from the air springs.
I see. And sir, next question I had is, in your PPT, you have mentioned that you have done a 7 crore capex already, which is for air spring, and there is remaining 5 crore which is to be done. Could you throw some light on it, like whether we are ready or this is additional line or like what capex?
Well, we are increasing the capacity of our shed and other manufacturing facility. For that, we have already kept, and it is almost done, and it will be completed by another 2 months of time. So that will be already in line.
Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. Do you see our margins going up because of this addition of our new hammer that is going to come? This is my first question. And second is, last con call we have to also the private players were also showing some interest for our air springs business. The Siemens, Bombardiers of the world. So, where are we on that part?
As far as margins are concerned, definitely we are going to get a good margin from the 6-ton hammer because we are targeting a bigger component for the railway, which is very few suppliers who are making. So we'll get good margin on those. As far as air springs are concerned, now we have already got approval for a regular source for Indian Railway regular coach requirement. So now we are approaching to Siemens, Bombardier, Alstom, everybody we are coaching for their metro coaches. And in future, we will see a good growth in those line also. How we are approaching to that?
Right now our capacity is like 120 coach sets, if I remember right, if I'm not wrong. What would be the capacity after 2 months when the CapEx comes on stream?
It will be around 250 coaches per month.
So that will be like 1,000, 250 into 4. That means 1,000 air springs per month.
250 coaches, yes, 1,000 air springs per month.
Okay, all right, sir. And, sir, wanted to know if there are any certain RDSO approvals that are pending for any products that they have applied for. What are the pipelines? What are we looking into railways? Because I think the railways now is like very buoyant in import substitution of certain products in India. So do you think in the forging side there are certain products where there is a market, where there is an import substitution happening?
Yeah, we don't have pending any thing. As soon as 6-ton hammer starts, we have already pinpoint things, so those approval will be required, which is going to take another 2-3 months to get it. We are planning to start our hammer by 15th of July, and by August we'll get all the things done. And import substitution I think there are one or two components what we are targeting may be required import substitution, and but margins are good, so we don't see any problem, and there is no pending thing is with RDSO at the moment.
Sir, in the interview you have guided that you will be entering into some other segment down the line. So if you can throw some light on what we are looking at, because air springs is on roll now, I think by this year end, I think we'll be stable in that particular segment. So what are we looking at coming to the growth in that particular, because railway is a very big thing, and so where are we, I mean, what are our plans going at 2 years or 3 years down the line?
Sir, we have already, last con call, I have already told that by 26-27, we'll be targeting 500 crore business, which is gross, I'm telling you again, don't get confused. And this year we are targeting 250, next year will be around 350. So we are on in line with the 6-ton hammer and the air spring and increased capacity of air spring. So we are absolutely in line to reach 500 crore by 26-27.
And right. Sir, I like to add here that the point that you are raising, we already have like few products from the defense line that are being developed, and that will be undertaken, the forging for which will be taken in the coming years. So that is post like 1 or 2 years, that would be a new plan of action that you are asking for.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. Sir, in the presentation, you said this 6-ton hammer will start giving us benefit from third quarter. So what is our expectation in terms of revenue from this in the FY25?
Yeah, I have already told just 2-3 questions ago that around 10 to 15 crore will be added in this year. And from next year, we are quite hopeful that the 6-ton hammer will add another 50-60 crore in our kitty.
Got it, sir. And, sir, on this 250 crore gross and 225 odd net, we expect first half and second half to be similar, like all four quarters to be similar, like ramp-up will happen in second half more?
It will be similar. We are in line to around 60 crore quarter, 60-62 crore quarter, so there is no problem.
Got it. And sir, on margin side, there is a good jump in this quarter to around 17% margin. So what kind of margins do you expect on this?
So we are hoping for the same margin growth, same thing will go ahead.
Sorry, same means full year guided numbers or Q4 numbers, sir?
Like Q4 numbers, what is there, so it will be continuing like that only.
Got it, sir. And sir, you are saying 500 crore type in FY27. So is it like more orders are expected from railway, or how should we look on that, sir?
So we are expecting more orders, and railway is doing excellent work in as far as infrastructure is concerned, and with adding new customer list by next year with Alstom and ABB and Siemens. We are quite hopeful that the air spring will definitely give us a very big jump. And we are also like having a good coil spring business forging. So 500 crore, 26, 27 is absolutely no problem.
Got it. So thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. I have a couple of questions. So what is our average execution time for the orders?
Sir, it is as per railway requirement, but execution time for all the product is different, like coil spring for wagon is different, and coaches is different, locomotive is different, air spring. So this is... almost it takes 45 to 60 days after getting the order, we execute the order, but it's around 60 days.
60 days at max, right?
Yes.
So we can expect, what is our order book, 150 crore?
Yeah, at the start of this year, it is around 150 crores.
So can we expect these orders to be completed in next 60 days?
Yeah, it is already 62. The order thing is such in Indian Railway that we are having tender every day, 4 or 5 tender for different. We are already doing almost 70-80 type of coil spring for railways, almost 25 type of forgings in the Indian Railway, air spring just added. So there are tender which is keep on going every day, 4 or 5 tender for the different coil spring forgings. Things are happening. So order book is continue like this. Normal, in the normal last 2 years, the opening order book will be around 60-70 crore. This year we are having around 150 crores. So the orders keep on coming in and it's going on. So 60-70 days, it will be all executed. And by the time, another 100 crore order will be with us. So absolutely there is no problem with this.
So what I'm understanding is within the first 2-3 months, we will be generating 150 crore of revenue.
In 2 quarters, like first 2 quarters, we'll be doing it like this, around 120, 140 crores.
Okay, so execution timeline would be a bit longer than what you have stated.
What I'm saying... average, this thing, some orders are 90 days, so it keeps on going on. Like we have, I've just mentioned that we'll be doing around 60-62 crore quarter.
Okay. So my next question is regarding the maximum revenue potential that we can generate from our current capacity.
Maximum, we can go up to 350 crore with the current capacity here.
Yeah, we are not factoring in the capex that we are doing in this potential, revenue potential.
Yeah, we don't require any capex. What we have already done or given for starting of the 6-ton hammer and other things. So we are able to, with this capacity, what we are having, coil spring forging and... coming up 6-ton hammer, so we'll be able to do is 350 crore, but for reaching 500 crore, we keep on adding the capacity for wherever we find the bottleneck.
So the air spring air spring capacity is not included in this, right?
It's all included.
Okay. So we would be expanding from the end of FY26 because we are targeting 350 crore at that point in time.
Yes, but we keep on starting earlier because if we want to reach to a particular numbers, and we know that capacity enhancement will take 6 months, 5 months, 8 months, so we keep on starting doing it for buying machines for the bottlenecks.
Yeah. So do we have the land bank to expand, or are we going to expand on a greenfield location?
No, we already have. Till 500 crore, we don't require any land bank. We already have.
Or can you also give that where will we expanding? Is it in the spring coil or air spring or any other segment?
Yeah, right. It's everywhere. After 350 crore, we require few machines for coil spring to be added. We required some air spring machines to be added. Maybe some forging finishing machine should be added. Not the forging, but finishing line of CNC machines of doing finishing of the forging. So it's everywhere. Wherever we find a bottleneck, we'll definitely add the machines on those lines.
So that would be only bottleneck expansion, not any new segment that we are targeting right now.
At the moment, no new segment. We have to concentrate on these. And we are quite confident with these three segments, we will be able to reach the numbers what we are telling.
And my last question is regarding the our competitors. So can you please name the competitors in spring coil and air spring? One is the Mishra Dhatu. Can you give the name of others?
There are three types of coil spring. One is for wagon, that is the freight wagons. Another is for the passenger coaches. And another thing is locomotives. So all three requires coil springs. So for the wagon industry, there are 6-7 manufacturers from Calcutta zone. Those are the very, very small manufacturing supplying to the wagon builders. And for carriage coaches, passenger coaches, there is a company called GV Spring in Dehradun, and us, and there is a Bok Spring in Jaipur. Those, we three are the approved sources. And same, we three are approved for the locomotives. So, but they don't have that much capacity to supply, so we get a good share from them. So these are the 2-3 sources.
Yes, currently we have 50% share is in this particular market.
For locomotives and coaches, not in wagon.
Okay. And you said that our competitor doesn't have capacity to cater. So are they looking to expand their capacity?
I don't know. How can I comment on those lines? Everybody is trying to get more business. I cannot comment on those.
Yeah, I can understand that. Okay. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Attal from Attal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to know, what is the royalty that we pay to Quantitech on this air spring thing, and also what percentage of total revenue, let's say a cost, sale price of air spring, what percentage of that cost is imported currently from Quantitech? So this is my query.
We don't have to pay any royalty to Quantitech because we are they have given us the design and technical know-how, but they are also supplying us the rubber components, so they might be earning from that. We don't have to pay any royalty to them. And second question, what you have asked, I just missed the second question.
What is the cost of this rubber material in the entire air spring value chain?
I just have to check and calculate. It is around 40%.
So 40%. So whatever value addition will happen, that will be all indigenized, right?
Yes.
All All right. Sir, one more thing is that when you say that vegan, there are some 6-7 players, so do you also see that our percentage in terms of our revenue share will also go up in the vegans, because going ahead they are not having the capacities and we are having. So do you see the vegan industry turning green from here?
So we are already expanding the bottleneck in our factory for increasing the vegan skin production. There are a few bottlenecks for which we have already bought the machines. And we are hoping that by next quarter, we'll keep on increasing our share, because demand is there and there were some bottlenecks which we have already pinpointed and bought the machines, and that is under installation. So we keep on increasing the share of wagon industry. They required spring from us, and we are in line to give those extra springs to them.
Sir, Dave, I think in the air springs business, what I understand is that there are two players currently from whom we are taking the technology. One is a Chinese player and other is the German player from which we have taken. What is the difference between these two technologies, sir? And why this particular industry, I think it's not a huge capital intensive thing. So what is that we are ahead in terms of others? If you can please throw some light on this.
Ahead means it's a long procedure of approval from Indian Railways for any safety item. It took almost 2 years to get us a development source and then the regular source for this thing. So anybody who is coming here, and we are already having a railway business, so we can sustain those timelines, and we know how to get these things done since last 40 year experience. So anybody new is coming, setting up a total plant, whether it is 10 crore capex or 15 crore capex, and then sitting, supplying few coach springs, and then sitting for 2 years without any orders. So that is a big, big cost to the company, and a lot of companies fail for different products in the Indian Railways. So that is a very big thing to get approval for safety item in the Indian Railways. So that is a good go-ahead for us, and we are now approved sources for this. So, CAPEX...
Also, I'd like to add here, Atul sir, that we are one of the oldest as far as the railway industry is concerned, and usually since it's a safety item, so railway always gives privilege or an advantage to the ones who are already supplying. Since we have that goodwill in the market, so we are always approached first, because they have the trust in us that whatever we deliver would be of paramount safety. So this is how it goes.
All right. Sir, I would also like to take this opportunity to thank your team also. Because the team was very helpful. The company secretary and everyone was so helpful. And they take all our calls. So I would like to applaud your team for all the efforts they are putting in. And I wish you all the very best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Panda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I want to ask about a broad-based question on business dynamics. Whether these products are sold directly to Indian Railway, as you are saying, through tender, or some nomination aspects are also there. Second is that these tenders that are talking about, the qualifications are based on your capacity, and what are the parameters that actually define that? Second, continuation to that is that apart from Indian Railway, like the private players who are in the business of wagon and coaches and all, who will be also taking some of your products, right? So how things work out there? Like, please enlighten us what is going on and what's the dynamics.
There are Indian Railway has a total of 18 railways, zonal railways, as you know, central, western, eastern, northern. There are 16 railways. Then there are almost four coach manufacturing units, two locomotive manufacturing units. So like this, so every, all the zonal railways are doing, and all the zonal railways are having their nominated coaches, wagons, locomotives. So they keep on buying for their rolling stock, which is a continuous requirement for the railway for their running all these coaches. And the new coaches will be manufactured by ICF, RCF and MCF, for which they are doing their tender. So zonal railway are doing their tender for their rolling stock to run their stocks on the tracks. New coaches, builder, they are doing their tender. As far as wagon industry are concerned, they are like Texmaco, Titagarh, Jupiter, they are buying directly from us and we are supplying to them. This is the scenario, and tender qualification is always there. You have to have a approved source of railways, and whatever conditions are there, you have to qualify those. Otherwise, nobody can quote the tender. He will not get the tender until and unless those, the minimum requirement of the tender approval is there.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next question, as in the earlier presentation, you had explained that air spring versus hot coil spring as product, we see that, you know, cost competitiveness, and but we wanted to understand what about the life cycle of the product and value of the these two products as in a comparative basis. Point why I'm asking is that because of the replacement opportunity, or is there any frequency of replacement that happens?
As I've told you, that all the zonal railway rolling stock is all the replacement. And so coil spring is having a 5-year life and air springs are having eight years of life. So every 5 years, all the coil spring has to be replaced, and the coaches and wagon life is almost 20 years. So every 5 years, 5 to 6 years, they have to replace all the coil spring, and every 8 years, they have to replace all the air springs. So there is a demand, always there is a demand for the rolling stock from the railway, which is going to be there every time.
Okay, and sir, last, if I can chip in, why we are selling this as products, apart from that, any further supply or any further services or anything also involved in that tender, or it is just, you know, as a product sale?
It is a product sale.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it from my...
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jeetu Punjabi from EM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. First, I apologize. I joined the meeting late, so I might have a few questions that might be repetitive. So I think you guys seem to be doing very well and things are shaping up well. So just some color on what the growth estimates of the next few years looks like. Are you geared up with capacity to go for the growth that are going to happen, and are you going to put more capex on the ground to gear up for that? So just a little bit on the next 2 or 3 years, if you can talk on how does the business look like and where do you expect it to go?
I've already answered earlier also, but as you joined late, so I'll just explain that.
I apologize because
we are in line to have 500 crore, what we have already told, by 26-27, 500 crore gross sales. And last year we have touched around 150 crore gross sale, and this year we are planning to do 250 crore gross sale. We have a good, strong order book in hand. And with the same capex and the capacity, what we have, what is in line already there, a few capex is done, and the things will be operative in another 2-3 months. So with that, till 350 crore, we don't need further any capex is required. But to reach 500 crore, might be some capex is required, but it is after one and a half years. So we are quite in line with all the product, coil spring, forging, rear springs, and with the same capex what we have already applied, and few is in line. So we'll able to reach 350 crore with this capex.
Okay, and do you think you'd be able to hold margins over the next couple of years, or you could expand as well?
We are definitely going to hold, and we keep on increasing after a year or so.
Okay. And then one other question. Are there new products being added to the suite of products you're making, or is this what the plan is for the next 2-3 years?
Sir, we already are having three segments. One is coil spring, another is forgings, and latest one is air springs. So coil spring, we are already keep on increasing our capacities and things. We keep on supplying it. Forging industry is such that we don't need more machines now. We have already have a good number of machines with the 6-ton hammer under installation. So we already have pinpoint some new forging products for the railways. So it is a continuous process, because forging, the coil spring industry is a special industry for which we already having a machines. We can only produce coil spring. But forging industry said that we can do forging for any component. We just need a die, and we can go to defense, we can go to agricultural, we can go to export. At the moment, we are concentrating in Indian Railways and some of components for the defense. So we have an N number of opportunity in forging, and air spring is definitely going to add for the metro coaches and other things as soon as we are expanding more, and because it's a new thing. So we are targeting, already mentioned earlier, that Bombardier, Siemens, Alstom, we are already approaching to them after Indian Railways approval that we get orders for the metro coaches, air springs and other things. So opportunities are a lot, and we are in line with that opportunities.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you repeating it. Thank you once again. And I'll be in touch offline as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piyush Bora, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity. Actually, I have a question. As a fellow investor asked, that we have a management company which is not related to Frontier Spring, that is Frontier Alloy Steel, and you explained that Frontier Spring is selling our springs to Frontier Alloy Steels. So could you please explain why this is happening? Because as per the communication or as per the information we have, Frontier Spring only have customer as an Indian Railway. So why we need to sell to our subsidiary, means another company, and then that company is selling that to Indian Railways or any other company?
Well, Frontier Alloy Steel is an independent company, and they are also producing, that is a casting unit. So they are doing a lot of railway components and supplying to the railways and to the wagon builders also. So they are also making the under frame for the wagon as far and the locomotives. So we are supplying to Jupiter, we are supplying to Texmeco. So they are the bogie manufacturers who supplies full bogie to the different railways and to the different wagon manufacturers, and the bogie requires the springs. So as we are selling to the other bogie and wagon manufacturers, so there are few wagon manufacturers who make bogies also, and there are few wagon manufacturers who just make the wagons and they buy the bogies from outside. So Frontier Alloy Steel is an approved source of bogie manufacturing. Bogie is the suspension part of it, where the wheels are there and coil springs are there, just the underframe of the wagon. So Alloy Steel is an approved source of making bogie. So they require springs, so they buy springs from us to supply bogies to the railways and to the wagon.
Understood. Thank you for this information. And my second question, what is the share of business we have in coil springs? Means out of, you can say that in percentage terms.
Well, as far as there are three types of business, I was being told, one is for wagon industry, other is for coaches, passenger coaches, and other is the locomotives. So as far as passenger coaches and locomotive, we are having 50% share, and around 20% share in the wagon industry, because there are a good number of manufacturers in the Calcutta group who supply. These are the small, but 6-7 manufacturers are there, so keep on buying from those. So we are having around 20-22% share for the wagon industry.
For the coil springs?
Yep.
Okay, and how much percentage you are targeting for air spring in future?
AirSpring,
maximum,
we are
maximum
on,
share of business I'm talking about.
Maximum, we can go up to 50-60%.
Okay, fair enough. Now, do management have any intention to increase the liquidity? Like, as we have, that is not keen related to our business, but do management have any intention? Because there are very low volumes in market. I don't know.
No, I couldn't get your question, sorry.
So, is there any intention? Because Frontier Spring have a very low float and on each day basis we have any less number of steps traded in the market. So, do management have any intention to increase the liquidity in future?
At the moment, no. Until and unless if we come across a very good project for which we require really go to the public and for right issue or maybe a new issue. With these items, we don't require any distinct liquidity or go to the market. Yeah.
Thank you. That's it for my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanchita Sood from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Just one question from my end. In order to reach the 500 crore number from 350, approximately how much capex would that require on a per annum basis? If you could just quantify that for us.
It will be a continuous process, actually. The base machines are already there, the basic machines of manufacturing coil springs, forgings, and air springs. But we have to look at the bottlenecks, whatever it is coming up to reach to those numbers. So maybe 10 to 20 crores, between 10 to 15 crore may be required for increasing those capacities to cull up those bottlenecks. That is the maximum.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Sampath Nayak from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, can you just repeat our competitors in wagon space?
Wagon spring, there are quite a number of Havra forging in Calcutta, GD spring. There are few number of from the Calcutta zone, basically. I don't remember the all, because 6-7 manufacturers. One is Havra forging, one is GD spring. Some other small manufacturer who makes 200 wagon springs or 300 wagon springs like this. So I don't remember all the names.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for today, I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Kapil Bhatia, Managing Director, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for joining all the investors and the interested people who really appreciate our work in Frontier Spring Limited, and we really appreciate your interest, and have a great day. This concludes the meeting, and any query is further there, you can definitely send email to Company Secretary Mr. Basim, and he will definitely give you a clarification on those. Thank you so much.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of TIL Advisors, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.